Hi, this is Funny Lady Life. This is Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
So, we have a little bit of a story to tell you. From our exciting life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, when Larry was in high school, he was friends with a gang of guys, I'm just going to say, that liked to go to concerts, and they would all get together. Wasn't there a guy that, like, he would collect the money and rent the bus?
Oh, yeah. He kind of ran the show or whatever. But, yeah. Boy, we'd get together, a whole slew of us, you know. And we'd go to that. We'd travel around to concerts on the bus trips, you know. We had a good old time with the gang.
Yeah. So, the last couple years, they're still doing the school buses. And apparently, the last time they did it, there was an incident where somebody peed on the bus because they were drinking. And it was only an hour away. They couldn't hold it in?
I don't know. I guess not, you know. But, you know, those boys can knock a few back, you know. It's a good time, you know.
Yeah. So anyway, they went and bought themselves an old school bus.
Yeah.
And they thought of the brilliant idea to put in a kitchenette and a bathroom.
Yeah, when Tom called me up and he's like, hey, it's time to let the good times roll again, you know? Mm-hmm. And I got to admit, I was intrigued. Pretty exciting, you know? So, yeah, I'm telling you, they got the bus and they sort of converted it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Almost like a tour bus, you know? Yeah. They installed a bathroom and it's got a little mini bar and all that.
Sure, sure. So Larry wanted me to go on it and I said, absolutely not. It is not my cup of tea at all.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't like even like the Greyhound type buses at all. Just not my thing. I'd rather be in a car.
I know.
So we got the concert tickets and they were going. And we said, you know, we'll just follow you on the bus because it was like 2 hours away. And so we're driving on the highway and there's some kind of a liquid coming out of the bus.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking the radiator or oil, some gas. I didn't know.
Maybe pee.
I didn't even think that, Larry. At the time, I did not. And so Larry was driving, and I said, Larry, I said, you got to call him. Now, Larry's driving 65 miles an hour. He doesn't want to call on his phone. I don't know how to use his Android. He doesn't know how to use my Apple phone.
I know.
Now we're stuck. I'm like, Larry, gun it. Pull up alongside of them and tell them to pull over.
Yeah, long story short, I did the old Starsky and Hutch, you know. Found myself forcing over a school bus, you know. And, you know, they're like, I guess Tom's still like the spokesman. He's like, what the hell's going on? What are you pulling us over for? What do you think, you're a cop? Or what are you doing? I said, well, you got a little issue.
Right. So, again, we didn't know what the leak was. So, we're telling them, you know, maybe it's the antifreeze or something. Because it was an older school bus, okay? And so, they're like, no, everything's fine, everything. I'm like, what is leaking out? We don't know. So, they didn't want to bother with it, Larry. They just didn't want to bother with it. They're drinking, having a good time. They wanted to get to the concert. Plus, we were like an hour early. So, it's not like they didn't have time to stop. But there they went. So we just followed them, figuring if it breaks down, it's their problem, right? Whatever. And here we go. We see the leak again. Here comes the water, right? So you decided to pull up closer, and whatever it was hit the car. How did that even happen?
I guess that's where that saying, don't pee in the wind, comes from. Because long story short, I guess Tom was knocking a couple back when he installed that there bathroom. Must have forgot to hook something up, you know. So
that's what happened, yeah.
So, yeah, I might as well be peeing off a caboose right into the wind, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So they're peeing in the bathroom, and there's nothing to catch it.
Straight onto the road.
Oh, my God. So now we get to the venue, okay? And I'm telling them, you know, your pee got all over my... And it was my car, Larry. It was my car.
Well, so, we wouldn't have got it on a vehicle if we just went on the bus, like I said, you know, like, oh, well, it'll pee on the road, whatever. So what's the moral of the story, I guess? Don't poop on a bus? I don't know.
Thank God there was none of that going on.
Either way.
Oh, my God. We don't even want to talk about this on our podcast.
It could be fixed.
Why are we talking about this on our podcast?
It's a luxury mobile.
We make fun of Saturday Night Live for doing this shit, talking about that stuff. Oh, my God, I just cursed. I told you I wasn't going to be cursing on the podcast, Larry, and here I am. I'm doing it.
Well, I guess my buddy's got you worked up. I don't know.
Anyway, this is our podcast. We just want to tell you, thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.
Bye-bye.